background information and so forth. So go
right
ahead.
The Irish Channel, mainly Irish, a lot of Germans mixed in there. And the Italians, when they started coming in, they, and again, by Italian I mean Sicilian, because there are very few mainland Italians in the city of New Orleans, or people of that origin. Most of them come from Sicily. They came in and they settled in the French Quarter, which was already, there had been some beginnings of an abandonment by the old Creoles along Esplanade. They'd begun to move out toward Esplanade and down Esplanade Avenue. And the Italians moved into the French Quarter, particularly in the area down from about Decatur Street over to about Royal or Bourbon, and from about Ursuline, or maybe a little bit below Ursuline, up to about Dumain Street, right in there. That was the core of their world. And there still are quite a few Italians living in there. And Lord knows there are quite a few Italians that may not live in there, but who own that real estate in there that is today very valuable. They lived throughout the French Quarter, but that was sort of the heart where they lived. They had their own church, which was next to the Ursuline Convent where they went. They maintained their Sicilian habits and so on. And there was a great deal of animosity toward them. For one thing, they were a reticent people. I suppose they'd been persecuted so much in Sicily by officials and so on that they didn't take kindly and didn't weren't particularly open when health inspectors would come around. This caused ill will between the health inspectors, who were often Anglo-Saxon or something like that, and this semi-literate, primarily Sicilian, Italian-speaking individual. And they were regarded as beyond the pale socially and so on. They worked hard though. They worked on the docks. They worked in loading and unloading the fruit ships that would come in from Latin America, Central America, that brought in bananas and other fruits. And from Sicily, there was a great shipment of naval oranges and things like this, oranges and lemons and so on from Sicily, and they'd come into New Orleans. And some of these Italians became very successful, and they were beginning to dominate the trade in the shipment of citrus products all up and down the Mississippi Valley. At the same time, there was this growing friction. In 1891, a police chief was murdered here in the city of New Orleans, and the mafia got the blame for it. They claimed that the mafia had murdered him. Now, there are all sorts, the standard theory, the standard Anglo-Saxon New Orleans official theory, is that here was a decent man, Mr. Hennessy, young police chief, who tried to clean up the Black Hand, or mafia, and who was murdered for his efforts. The citizenry, led by some of the most prominent citizens in the city of New Orleans, there was a trial. Several were acquitted. Some were declared a mistrial. There's some evidence that there was probably some suborning of the jury, though it certainly wasn't proven.